Hello and welcome to my latest Matchpod review for www.mufcglobal.co.uk. We want Glazers out, say we want Glazers out. And at last, the idiot that served has got John May, an absolute incompetent, an absolute idiot, and Ten Hag is a fool. And I do hope that he was saying this tongue-in-cheek, and it's all just a load of bollocks, but he was saying really nice things about how John really helped him. John Murta is an incompetent, he's one of the boys, he's one of the gentlemen, a disgrace to this football club, and it's good riddance from me that he's out of this club. He should have been out at the time Richard Arnold was kicked out of this football club. But United in action against Bournemouth, the team news is in, and I think it looks like it's the same team that started against Liverpool, so it looks like Marcus Rashford starts again. I don't know if he's got something in his contract. It's an embarrassment and a joke that Marcus Rashford is starting this football match, especially in regards of if you're a player on the sideline, if you performed as poorly as Marcus Rashford had this season, but you still don't get not given the opportunity. I tell you what, if I came on the pitch, I wouldn't be killing myself for the manager, and that's the problem that Erik ten Hag has. But the team is an Arnold in goal, back four of Kumbuala, Maguire at centre-backs, Dalot, Wan-Bissaka are the full-backs. In midfield, it's Bruno, Casemiro and Mainoo. Casemiro lucky to start after a really poor performance against Liverpool. And up front, it's Marcus Rashford. Does he have something in his contract? Hoyland and who's the other bloke? It's Garnacho. But anyway, I've got Dennis by me. Your thoughts, just some pre-thoughts on the game?
So I just bit my tongue.
Yeah, Dennis bit his tongue, but he's back now. What was that, divine intervention, Dennis?
It was divine intervention. I bit my tongue, it was quite painful. But I just wanted to say, I haven't seen the Bournemouth starting lineup. I know you just read the Manchester United lineup. It seems like he's going with the same team as against Liverpool. So again, he's after that consistency, isn't he? I know you just criticised Rashford. I do listen to you sometimes, Phil.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
You're very harsh on Rashford, though, I think, at the end of the day.
Because season, I'm not.
You may be judging it on the season, but as a manager, Ten Hag sometimes has to say, I believe in you, I have confidence in you, I'm going to select you. So, you know, you've got to try and see the lineup from a manager's perspective, not just your biased perspective.
I don't think it's a biased perspective. My perspective is, if I am Amad Diallo or Anthony, although I was looking at the subs, Anthony didn't seem to be on there, so maybe he's injured. You think to yourself, well, why is this player playing every single match when he has been uselessly shocking for the club this season?
Yeah.
And I've not been given an opportunity to at least have a go.
That's a fair comment. Obviously, you watch United more than what I do, so you give a more informed opinion.
Doesn't mean it's correct, obviously, but that's just my thoughts.
Yeah, but the one striking thing is the inconsistency, isn't it? And I think what you keep on zooming in on is not just the poor results, but generally, even when you do just get over the line with a positive result, the performances are just not convincing. And I think that's why people remain sceptical of any progress under Ten Hag.
I mean, to be fair, Ten Hag did really well last season, and as I've always said on the pod, he's not the biggest problem at this football club, but you can sack yourself as a manager. He knows he gets £9 million. I think it would be a step back if Manchester United did get rid of Erik ten Hag, because I'm not sold on the fact that Servat actually knows what he's actually doing, because he still hasn't got anybody with any football knowledge running that football club. David Brailsford doesn't know football. Look at Nice, look at Lausanne. Awful, awful football clubs. Manchester United, I still think they would do better under Sergio Ratcliffe, but we've got, Servat, that's what I'm calling him, but we're still awaiting the Roma Bravada, we're still awaiting for so-called Jason Wilcox, we're still awaiting for Dan Ashworth. And obviously, if there's a managerial change, they need to actually pick a manager that's going to be better than Erik ten Hag, not Gareth Southgate, you absolute muppets. As I say, throwing it out there into the papers, because that's what you're doing. You are doing PR at the moment, so and what we want to see you do is actually run the football club with competence. But I'll wait for Roma Bravada and the people to start in June to see that. So anyway, back to Dennis, prediction for the game. I know you want United to lose, but give a fair prediction for the match.
I'll take support, I suppose. 2-1 Bournemouth.
2-1 Bournemouth. Bournemouth came to Old Trafford, absolutely hammered Manchester United after they'd apparently turned the corner against Chelsea. And I was called out again by somebody for being too negative after that match. Shock horror, I was correct. But anyway, I will be back post the match. We're just heading to a pub in Ermston at the moment. So it's half time at Bournemouth. It's Bournemouth 2, United 1. A poor half from United. Bournemouth could easily be a lot further ahead. Dennis is in the pub at the moment eating a curry. His bitterness holds no bar. Is that how you say it? Your bitterness holds no bar? That's it? Your thought? Dennis wasn't really watching the first half because he did have himself in the pub so that he could actually watch some of it, but then he started banging his pint on the table and knocking over the phone. So I've taken control of the phone and I will be watching the game on my own in the second half. But he was very pleased when Bournemouth went in the lead. Solanke, poor play from Kumbuala, fell over. Garnacho lost the ball, and United have been that standard for United throughout the season. United got an equaliser through Bruno Fernandes, assist from Garnacho, and then it was Cliver who got the Bournemouth second goal. I have no idea who was meant to be covering him, but he's got in on that left hand side a number of times. Garnacho's playing on that right hand side, he's not tracking his man. Dallow's looking, putting himself out of position, so those two need to sort that out. People will say, Garnacho hasn't had a good first half, but as I say, you're relying on a 19 year old who's been your best player this season. The senior players need to step up. Ten Hag started Rashford. I called Rashford out to start the game. He doesn't deserve to start. This is the point. Amad should be playing this game, and some half time substitutes are needed. But will the manager make those substitutions? As I said, a manager who knows he gets £9 million if he's sacked, a manager can get himself sacked through that. But the bigger issue is the players, and players need to be shipped out of this football club. It'll be interesting to see what happens within this second half, because United, as I say, they're lucky to still be in the game. Dennis, you were talking about United have no fans in Manchester before. Is he's got a mouthful of curry at the moment.
You're taking it out of context, Phil, as normal.
Yeah, well, as you know with Dennis, he will never say what he actually thinks always on this pod. He will talk about the football. As I say, he's not had an opportunity to watch too much of the match because of the situation that we're in, and then the pub been using the Wi-Fi, which is fantastic, because I don't have that much data left on my phone. But I will be back after the game, and I'll get Dennis's generic views. But Dennis predicted 2-1. Do you think there'll be no goals in the second half?
Correct.
There we go. There's Dennis in between. To be fair, he is eating a curry. Weirdly, because he's for some reason he's sort of using his naan bread or eating that with his knife and fork, which I don't really understand. But you know, each of their own.
I put
loads of sauces on mine. I had a bit of mayo on my poppadom, which I'm sure some people would think is what the heck are you doing there. So everybody has their things that they do. But I will be back post match, and we might even have some a Man City perspective because our big bed is coming over, so I might get him on as well. So on a bit of a walk back from a few drinks in Hampstead, and it finished Bournemouth 2 Manchester United 2. United got away with it again, same team as last week, same result as last week, an undeserved point for Manchester United. But it's just a carry on of the very average performances, players not earning the right to be playing 90 minutes for a fact, but the manager still not taking his players off. And the problem the manager's got, but as I say, I will go back to the manager. I think Erik ten Hag will have no regrets whatsoever if he was sacked because he gets paid £9 million. That is a fact. I don't care what anybody says. People say, oh, they don't do it for money. Well, do you know what? They do. Because if Man United have given out that contract, then he's well within his rights to do that. But the players he's picking, the people he won't substitute, it's just an embarrassment what he's doing in regards of his in-game management. Yes, in the second half, United were 2-1 down, as I mentioned. The first half should have been a lot more. They were better in the second half, and but the goal came. For me, it wasn't a penalty. I mean, it was a ricochet. It did hit his arm, but I mean, I know that, I don't know if they've taken the word deliberate out of the handball. But for me, he's not necessarily... this is my personal view, he's not necessarily trying to necessarily gain an advantage. I don't think he had that much time to make a decision, and if that penalty had been given against Manchester United, Manchester United fans would not be happy. Bruno Fernandes stepped up, put it into the back of the net. I mean, the whole of the country was desperate for him to miss. I mean, the fact that Manchester United are garbage, but the whole of the country still want them to fail. I mean, that'll be the case against Coventry next week. I mean, Coventry have a massive opportunity, they've got nothing to lose, and United are rubbish, basically. They're not very good, there's no cohesion within that team. Bournemouth should have been more than the 2-1 up than they were in that first half, and then the game's over. Coventry will put United under pressure. I will give some credit to Cambuaro. He was awful for the first goal with his slip, but he's a young player. We shouldn't be relying on him, and he did improve in the second half, and it was him that actually gave away a late free kick. Wasn't given as a penalty initially. I mean, the referee wasn't very good at all, in my opinion, across the board, very inconsistent. But the mistake he made at the end was he put his arms up. I mean, the player basically ran into him, to be perfectly honest. But if you keep an experienced defender, just keep your arms down, he runs into him. I mean, Turner Hamilton would have still given a penalty, to be perfectly honest, or foul, I should say. But it was just outside the area, and I think it was very, very tight. I mean, it did carry on into the area, but the player did just run into it, literally ran into it. So it is going to carry on, but it was a bit silly. But even that period came from a high ball sort of into halfway inside the Man United half, and they couldn't deal with it. Just basics of dealing with it. And now, I do know defensively, I mean, I say injuries for me are a complete excuse. I think defensively, United do only have four defenders, so it is a slight excuse. But you can see they're not even, there's no style of how they're trying to play. And with Varane injured for a period, Johnny Evans injured. I mean, the scary thing with Johnny Evans and Raphael Varane, there's still people out there, some journalists of local newspapers, who think that, oh yes, let's keep Johnny Evans, but yeah, let's get rid of Raphael Varane because of his injury issues. It's a joke. It's an embarrassment. Just because Johnny Evans used to play for this football club. Johnny Evans shouldn't even be at the football club, because the football club actually wants to have standards and push themselves up the table wouldn't have got Johnny Evans in. People say he's had a good season, but look where United are. Sixth, and massively, luckily sixth. Well, actually, they might be seventh, because their goal difference is -1. So actually, I think they're seventh because Newcastle went above them. So as I say, the best thing for United, it will be financial issue, big financial issues, is to not be in Europe at all. As I said, worst. But best, in my opinion, will be the Conference League, because that gives opportunity next season with the teams that are in it for Manchester United to not just play a weaker team, but to be able to play a team that is lower level teams. It is, let's be perfectly honest. In regards, I mean, Champions League, Europa League, they take out the best sides. Let's all mess around with that. The Conference League still has good teams in it, but not as many. That's what I'm saying. And that's where Manchester United, that's the standard of Manchester United, really. They could win the Conference League because they're probably good enough to win that. But they're not good enough to win any other trophy, because the club, the structure, the players, the manager, it just is not working. And things, people are just not helping each other at all in that club. Say, John Murphy's gone. Everybody from the Ed Woodward era has gone. So Servant has a clear mandate now to get people in who know what they're doing. Not Dave Brailsford, because he is clueless about football people. And they try to line that up. Obviously, they've got Ober Barada to start, but they haven't got anybody else. And Ober Barada can't do it all by himself. I mean, Ober Barada will probably be looking at this. He could be looking at the kid, yeah, I'll just get Man City. And he would be 100% within his rights to do that. The Manchester United look like an absolute shambles at the moment. And they've got a massive FA Cup semi-final. You hear people saying, oh, if Ten Hag lost against Bournemouth, he should be sacked. Oh, if Ten Hag loses a commentary, he should be sacked. Why is it down to one match? That shows an absolute lack of organisation or any structure of the football club. Servat has been in charge since February. What has he done? nothing apart from PR. How has he improved the football side? You can go on and on and on and say, well, it should be fair to start next season. Rubbish. Don't do a load of interviews trying to claim you're trying to improve the football club. Just do a short, you don't have to do a load of interviews. You can just keep your trap short. You can just say, I'm looking to sort of do this, do that, and that's it. But he wants to be front and centre. It'll be very interesting to see what happens with the Dan Ashworth and with the Jason Wilcott situation, which we're aware about. Because basically, there's a massive hole in this football club. You can talk about Dave Bailsford all you want about these marginal games. As I say, couldn't do it at Lausanne, couldn't do it at Nice. What makes you think he can do it at Manchester United? He should be in the boardroom listening to people who understand and know about football and then going from there. But he's the guy in charge at the moment. It's scary, really, it's scary. But it's not a surprise, because this football club is an absolute joke. It's an absolute embarrassment, and it's going to go on and on and on and on until we actually have football people running the show. As I say, we may not even have a football director or sporting director in place for the summer transfer window. I mean, come on. This is amateur hour. And I mean, it was amateur hour at half-time in the game. Ahmad did get his opportunity. I mean, United were that bad. I mean, to be honest, Garnacho was poor in the first half. But it's amazing how it's always the youngster that gets taken off for the youngster. As I say, does a certain player, the highest paid player of the football club, have something written into the contract that he has to play a fit? I'm not having poor performances just accepted. And it is accepted by the manager. It is accepted. This player should be stuck on the bench and then brought on and perform. But when he was put on the bench and came on against Chelsea, he didn't perform because he's not interested. I mean, at one point, he did actually run back after losing the ball. All trouble. And you know, obviously you're happy about that, but you're saying, that's what you should be doing anyway. You should be getting applause for that. That should be the basic standard of what you're doing. And Garnacho, who didn't do his running back in the first half, he should be called out on that. He should be called out on it, and questions should be asked. But it's amazing when he does it, he gets taken off at half time, but when other players haven't done it for pretty much a whole season, they get to play 90 minutes. And this is the problem. And I think the manager spoke after the mayor. I saw just a headline saying that there is good team spirit. I don't know the context of how the question came in, but there isn't good team spirit in that club. You can tell that it's obvious there isn't good team spirit. There are issues within that dressing room, and you know, that's down to the manager, but it's also down to the weak will and weak mentality of these players. Remember, this is the manager, and I was speaking to Dennis about this, but we've not got Dennis back on after the game because he didn't watch the second half because of this phone issue. But we're speaking about Ronaldo, and people can say all they want about Ronaldo. They can say, obviously, you can't do an interview and slag the manager off. Yeah, that's it. But the manager has used Ronaldo. I can sort out Ronaldo. And that was going to sort the club out. It hasn't. It hasn't, Eric, because you didn't realise you had Richard Arnold and John Myrtle above you who were useless at their job. You didn't realise that you had players that have got the weakest of weak mentality. Fans, and I will say this, fans who were gaslit and weren't happy with Cristiano Ronaldo. Cristiano Ronaldo's a legend at this football club. Nobody at the football club at the moment is a legend at this football club. Simple as that. And as I say, well, go back to the goalkeeper. He made some good saves today. I mean, a lot of them were close to him and he should be making them. Just remember, it was all David De Gea's fault last year. Just remember that. I don't know how many clean sheets we had, but that had nothing to do with him either, according to certain people. But as I say, it's all about who you want to follow, how the club put things out there, and how it's getting gaslit. I'm not being gaslit by these idiots I'm on the football club. People will say, well, why do you go back? Why do you watch your club? Why do you support your club? They're my football club. I'm not going to stop supporting them. I know what the issues at this football club are, and I did tell you all in September 2013. Started off with Edward Wood and his cabal, and it's carried on, and it's a rat needs to sort this out and make sure that football people are running the show and are making the key decisions. Yet they might have to run them by him, but then they need to make the decisions, because this club is going backwards fast, and you just watch next week against Coventry. You just watch how poor this side play against Coventry. Coventry played better football than Manchester United. Fact. And that's an embarrassment. Pretty much every team in the Premier League plays better football than Manchester United. But a League One side, Championship side plays better football. To be honest, when they win League One, they play better football than this Manchester United side. So a lot to do. And they can't take it for granted. And to be fair, Eric Ten Hag, he will not take it for granted. He will not allow complacency. But what he needs to do, he needs to pick the right players. But what he'll do, we all know who he's going to pick. We all know he's going to pick certain players. And that's the problem. Everybody else knows he's going to do them because he's not got the balls to drop these players and to actually change the style or performance. But that's what I think. I mean, it could all change. I could be made to look a fool next week. I hope I am in United, dominate the game and win it easily. But then I want to see that consistently in matches post that. So anyway, as always, thanks for listening. All the pods at www.mufcglobal.co.uk, the best podcast platforms, just to Spotify, Podbean, listen to those, PCast, Google Podcasts, search MUFC Global, and it will come up. Look, as I say, I'm a big boy. I can take being told, oh, you've been too negative, you've been too this, you've been too that. That's fine, and I don't have a problem with that. But I would implore you to watch the football matches this season, to watch what has happened at Manchester United this season, to watch the absolute weak-willed and disgraceful, disgusting at times performances from some of these players and the performances. I mentioned at the start of the season, I want to see players earn their wage. That's pretty much hardly anybody that is. The only ones that are youngsters, and these experienced players are. It's not that all of them are interested, but all of you can tell it's disjointed and things aren't working well. And the manager can say that they are, but nobody believes anything you're saying anymore, Eric. Nobody believes it at all. We did last season, but now we're just looking at you thinking, yeah, you're talking absolute bollocks, mate. So we'll see how it goes. But anyway, I will be back after the Coventry game next week. So I'll catch up with you then. Let me know your thoughts, and yeah, we'll see what Manchester United produce next week. Remember, they're playing a Championship side that plays much better football than them.